With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Three Washington, D.C. officers have been shot while attempting to serve an arrest warrant for animal cruelty. The injuries are not life-threatening. The suspect remains barricaded inside a home and has continued to fire at authorities. Several roads have been closed in the southeast portion of Washington. Select Committee on China Chairman Mike Gallagher says he supports the foreign aid bill with its help for Ukraine and Israel, but especially for Taiwan.
If deterrence fails or breaks down across the Taiwan Strait, like it has in Eastern Europe, like it has in the Middle East, it will be a nightmare.
Congressman Gallagher was a guest on Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Meanwhile, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is urging the House to take action soon on the aid package. Bob Agnew reports.
In a media interview, McConnell called on House Speaker Mike Johnson to allow a vote on the aid package. McConnell tried to avoid crossing too far out of his own lane, saying he would not be, quote, so presumptuous as to tell him how to do it. Johnson has called for border protections to be added back into the bill, a prospect immediately rejected by Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, New York Democrat Tom Suozzi winning a special election for the House seat formerly held by George Santos, Suozzi defeating Republican Mozzie Pillip. A Georgia judge scheduling a hearing today on a motion to prohibit Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from continuing to pursue her election interference case against former President Trump and others. A defense attorney in the case argued in a court filing last month that a romantic relationship between Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade disqualifies them both. The Dow ahead 82 points. The NASDAQ is up 128. This is SRN News. California college students are gender confused.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community, serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations says Ukraine will need nearly $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. That will include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The giant building that was constructed in the late 18th century is the main Orthodox church in the city. A Russian missile attack last summer destroyed the roof of the cathedral. This is SRN News. Powerful winds have killed a man and brought widespread destruction across Australia's second most populous state, leaving over 500,000 homes and businesses without power and fanning fires that razed homes and injured five firefighters. The winds have started to ease. In Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral is coming back to life.
Scaffolding that shrouded the top of Notre Dame Cathedral following a devastating fire in April 2019 is being removed, marking a milestone in its reconstruction. The partial removal of the shell at the edifice's summit this month is revealing the cathedral's new spire for the first time, adorned with a golden rooster and cross, in a glimpse of its expected appearance upon completion. There's been anticipation among Paris residents as Notre Dame is on track to reopen December 8th. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.